Welcome everyone to staff. You could turn those lights. Are you gonna turn those lights on? You guys were all about ambiance and ambience. We're all about all of it. That's perfect. Nice and blue, like a jazz club. I don't need any more red on my neck. That's good. Here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you guys.
In a show called Stab.
Welcome to Stab. Yes. Oh my goodness. The energy
Stab
is almost too much. Are you ready to meet your contestants? Yes. Yes.
Stab.
They're not ready. All right. Please welcome to stage your three contestants for this show. What's his name? Bill Wallace. He's right in front of me. He's going to... His first time ever being here. Benton Harshaw. Benton Harshaw. Last but not completely least, Jesse Jones.
Staff.
Jesse Jones. See, wasn't that fun? Wasn't that fun?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're having fun. Welcome to Stab. Every last one of you. I appreciate you being here. We've been receiving a lot of mail from our fans on Facebook, and they said that I've been a little too nice. So, and I've also been watching a lot of British comedy quiz shows, and they're really mean to each other. So I'm going to try to be mean throughout the show. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
Start.
Bill Wallace is here.
Hooray!
Huh? Lately, Bill's been known for engaging in a lot of arguments online lately. When it comes to Facebook beefs, Bill has started more shit than Taco Bell.
I get it.
I don't know who they're booing.
This next joke, I'm going to warn you, is filthy. Benton, how's it going?
Good.
How old are you, Benton?
18.
18. I could barely say this next joke in front of you, legally. Listen, I'm not saying Benton's too young, but you've got to wonder why he smells like his father's cum. That was... too much? I'm sorry. This mean thing is not right. Thanks for being here, Benton.
Yeah. No, it's good. Not too much cum.
Okay. That's good. I'm so glad you're 18. Jesse Jones.
Yeah. Look at you finding a way to insert yourself into the show. Preemptive zing.
Are you scared?
No.
Well, you better...
Okay, well, now I am.
Take that to the bank. All right, sorry. Jesse Jones. Yep. Jesse Jones, as you know, he's on every show, every Stab show.
It's true.
Every episode of Stab, which is a good thing, because if he wasn't on Stab all the time, he'd be on every episode to catch a predator. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't know. It doesn't land as much when Bill's on stage.
Well, he replaced Emma. I had some loaded jokes for Emma that you'll have to wait till some other time. Anyway, let's go ahead and start the funny. All right, here we go. You guys ready to play Stab?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Emma Haney.
Yes. Yeah.
Bill Wallace, on this date, 1316, John I, John I of France, was born. The day he was born, he became king of France, and then he died 5 days later. He had a very short reign. Also on this very date, 1991, Ricky Pierce of the Seattle Supersonics began an NBA free throw streak of 75 games. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Oh, man. Well, as you said, King John won. King John won. He died at 5 days old, and I'm not gonna try and sugarcoat that as much as I think that would be a hilarious cereal, frosted 5 day olds. But you know, I think that probably sucked for him to die at 5 days old. But at the same time, I think that it was probably pretty cool to like be a king your entire life. Like, like if you think about it, like he was a king from the second he was born to the second that he died, albeit that was less than a week. And you know, it's got to be cool, like especially because he was like a baby king. You know what I mean? Like nobody expects very much from you when you're a baby king. You just hang out, you suck on titties all day, fucking shit in your pants. Nobody expects you to do it. You don't have any real policy enforcement. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why Trump took the job. Honestly, I really do. I get it. So yeah, dying at 5 days sucks, but being a king for those 5 days had to be pretty cool. Also, that 75 game no free throws missed thing. That sounds pretty cool too. How I chose to celebrate these events is I got stoned and I put on a diaper and I attempted to eat 75 sandwiches, and I was not successful.
Very good, Bill. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
I'm sorry about the jokes earlier.
It's okay.
All right. Very good. Yeah, you can go ahead and clap for Bill. Give him. He was given 8 hours notice. Okay. Benton.
Yeah?
Your name reeks of privilege. Sorry. Like Richie Rich's best friend. This is my best friend, Benton. Sorry. I only pick on you because I think I can kick your ass, but that's the only reason. All right, Benton, on this date, 1968, American rapper and producer Old Dirty Bastard was birthed. Birthed. Burped. He was probably burped as well a couple days later. Also on this very date, 1979, a package from the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, a package from him, begins smoking in the cargo hold of flight from Chicago to Washington, D.C., forcing the plane to make an emergency landing. How did you choose to combine these events in celebration?
Well, due to the timing of these events, I had to Wikipedia them extensively. I know I look like the sort of guy that knows exactly who Old Dirty Bastard is, but I had to do some research. But yeah, for all we know, well, as all we know, as we all know, Old Dirty Bastard was a fugitive for 3 months and had multiple drug offenses, and he was suspected in the murder of three people when the FBI file came out. And the Unabomber killed three people and injured about 27 via explosives throughout his lifetime. So I made a fun little game for the kids to celebrate. I'm borrowing from another holiday, another like sacred Christian holiday called Easter, for collecting eggs. So what I do is I get all the kids together. They're not my kids. If anyone has any kids, they can let me borrow. Looking at you, John. I will use them. I will use them for this holiday. But the thing is, we get all the kids together, and we dress one of them up as Ted Kaczynski, and the other one is Old Dirty Bastard, and the rest of them is police officers. because there seems to be a theme of finding things. And we said that we send Ted to the woods to be in a cabin. He's out of the game. And we put the rest of them on a plane, and they have to, like, find things. So, like, they have to find the fugitive, which is the kid that's old, dirty bastard. But he's not really a fugitive. And they have to find, like, eggs that are full of, like, crack cocaine, but it's really just, like, sugar. Mm-hmm. And they also have to, like, defuse a bomb, but it's a real bomb. and, yeah, it's a holiday to teach humility.
Very good. Very good, Benton. Harshaw. Who referred to old dirty bastard before the show as... Dirty old bastard. The D.O.B. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Today is the day of the imprisoned writer. Mm-hmm. It's today. Also on this very date, 1974, front man of Nickelback, Chad Kroeger, was sent to Earth via birth. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Does Nickelback suck? Yes. Does they?
Yes.
Are you sure? Because I thought I was. Like you, I'd always taken for granted that the answer was a resounding, unquestionable yes. But this afternoon I've been locked in a writer's prison of mine and Chad Kroeger's own making as I attempted to re-answer a question which I had never even thought to doubt before. Nickelback is one of the most divisive musical acts in the history of recorded sound. Seems to go without saying that their music is terrible, yet they've sold more than 50 million albums and were named by Billboard magazine as the most successful rock group of the first decade of the 2000s. Yeah. Yeah. But surely commercial success does not equate to quality. But it must. I mean, upwards of 50 million people have bravely spoken with their wallet mouths saying, Nickelback doesn't suck. This threw into a quandary my entire understanding of sucky things. Was it possible to be that successful and still suck that bad? It didn't seem possible. Even though you're clearly convinced. I wasn't. So what else could I be wrong about? What else didn't actually suck? Most people can surely agree that the Transformers film franchise thoroughly sucks. Yes. Yet, each and every one of them, no matter how terrible the last, makes like $500 million. So how then can a $3 billion franchise suck? Little Caesars! The phrase, you know what I'm craving? Little Caesars has never been uttered by a human voice. Yet it's the third largest pizza chain in the U.S. Does Little Caesars not suck? Does Dane Cook not suck? Wait, I actually like Dane Cook. Oh God, do I suck? No, wait. I'm poor. And on a podcast that nobody listens to. So by my own definition, I can't possibly suck.
Very good. The name of that segment was This Was Today Once. I forgot to say that. Yeah. This next segment is called Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In celebration of how much of it I'll be consuming over the next few weeks. Today's acronym is PIE, P-I-E. What does PIE mean to you, Bill?
Everything. but in the context of this part of the show, it stands for pretzels invading everywhere. Okay. Just hear me out here. Like, I feel like at a certain point, pretzels were just like the worst. Yeah, pretzels. Sorry, I'm a little high. at a certain point, pretzels were just like the worst part of Chex Mix. and an attempted murderer of George Bush. But now it's like I look around and I see them everywhere. Like I see pretzel bun sandwiches, pretzel crust pizzas, And I even saw a cracker, like a cheddar cracker, that they were like, hey, on the other side of this is pretzel. Like, as if that has ever made anything better. And it just, I don't know. It seems like we're trying to revive a snack food that we should have just let fade out a long time ago. Like, it just, I don't know. So, yeah, pie. Pretzels invading everywhere.
Very good. Pretzels. I had pretzels before the show.
That's good.
Yeah, very good. They were Halloween pretzels, too. Someone gave out pretzels as a Halloween. So you're right. You are right. They're invading everywhere.
It's the worst.
Observant. Okay. Benton, what does pie mean to you?
Pie. Okay. This is an advertisement. Are you spaced out by the Kevin Spacey allegations? Livid that Louis was stroking his love muscle? Well, if you've lost someone in the entertainment industry you previously admired, come down to pie. Picking idols efficiently. Our advanced team of delusional artists will help you find a new entertainer to look up to and put value on. How about instead of Spacey, you admire Michael Cera? That guy's not doing anything to anyone. For those of you distraught over Roy Moore, that won an innocent Republican, we'll give you a Democrat. For you Cosby or Louis C.K. lovers that need a new comedian in your life, we might recommend a young Sacramento comic with a name that reeks of privilege, apparently. So come on down today to pie. Or, you know, don't put value in idols and have a life.
Very good. Very good. A strong message from a strong boy. All right. You're the strongest of all the boys. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Pie.
Well, I also went commercial route. So we'll see if this... Have you been injured while raiding a dragon's lair in search of its ruby of immortality? Did you purchase a fireball spell from some wandering mage, only to find out at the worst possible time that it is nothing more than a dwarven bog stew recipe? Were you assaulted by orcs just because you may have said that the orc queen had a real pair of GSLs, or goblin-sucking lips?
Jesus.
Well, you may be entitled to compensation. Just give me a summon. Do Thistle Do Silver Wand, P.I.E. Personal Injury Elf. Whether you or any of your party members were partially crushed by a rampaging stone goblin, or you found yourself transformed into a sandworm by a mischievous imp, I won't rest until you get the copper pieces, dungeon keys, or healing potions that you deserve. So summon me, Do Thistle Silver Wand, Personal Injury Elf. Just combine a dove and a scroll in your inventory window. Or ask any NPC in Dragon's Breath Village where my office is located.
Very good. That was pie. That was really funny. All three of you. This next segment is called the Top 5 Google Searches Of. Please have written the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of Louis C.K.'s dick. That's right. If Louis C.K.'s dick could search Google, what would it be searching now? We'll do one at a time. Go ahead, Bill.
Why does every girl I see look like she just saw a ghost whose career just ended?
Oh, how to get out of an abusive relationship with right hand.
Oh, what?
It does seem like an odd reaction. Well, I actually found that Louis Dick hadn't spent much time on Google, but has actually been building a new playlist on Spotify. And here are the five songs it's added over the last couple weeks. First, obviously, from Lionel Richie, it's Hello, Is It Me You're Looking For?
The microphone. What's the second thing Louis C.K.'s penis would have Googled?
How to make myself bigger so my mouth will stop scraping on whatever this metal thing in front of me is.
Zipper?
Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't wear underwear? Or?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're not that close.
Yeah. I mean, he probably doesn't, like, considering how often he accesses it. Benton.
How do you convince people that New York Times is fake news?
Very good. Jesse?
Caught in a Trap by Elvis Presley.
Why is it that whenever I'm inside someone, I feel like they don't love me?
Jesus.
I'm just going honest.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Are these Louis or yours?
Who's to say?
How do I get this latex suit off me?
Obviously, the most obvious is Michael Jackson's Beat It.
Right.
Soap rumor?
All right.
Where to buy quieter lotion?
Quieter lotion. We just named our episode.
Okay. I think so. Fourth song by Louis Dick's Spotify playlist. Got to reset that. Share if I could turn back time.
And the fifth of five.
It just sounded like he had more to say.
If I could turn back clear. Time.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Last one. Herpes images.
All right.
Are those things from Men in Black, like the neuralizers that get rid of people's memories, are those real? And if so, where can I get one?
Very good. And Jesse Jones.
Finally, Elton John's Sorry seems to be the hardest word.
There we go. The top five Google searches from the perspective of Louis C.K.'s dick. That brings us to the fourth segment of the first show. This next segment's called Location, Location, Location. Yeah, we have a fan and a participant in the next show. Congrats, everyone, on starting your new businesses. Please sell the following items to the following communities. Bill, you're selling Eskimos to ice people.
Okay. So I just want to preface this with when I read that, I didn't know what you meant by either. So what I landed on is like Eskimo ice creams.
No, you know the phrase selling ice to an Eskimo.
No, yeah.
Well, now you're selling Eskimos to ice. I was high too. Okay.
Okay. Like, no, yeah. I just.
It's totally.
All right. Inuits. Okay.
What'd you call me? Boy.
All right. Eskimos to ice people. Are you a nice person? Let me rephrase that. Are you an ice person?
Very good.
Do you have an affinity for frozen sweet treats but wish more of them had slightly offensive names? Well, wish no more. I bring you Eskimo, founded in 1942 in Nicaragua. Eskimo is proud to be the heart brand of Unilever Ice Cream, the brand that brought you such delicious treats as Dove, Breyers, Country Crock, Vaseline, Suave Shampoo, and Axe Body Spray. Axe Body Spray now available in their all the same terrible overpowering scent that has never for one moment been attracted to any human man or woman. Yet I still smell it on some dumb fuck every time I go out in this godforsaken town. Anyway, Eskimo, lots of good treats.
Very good. Very good, Bill. Very good. Very good. Benton Harshaw. You are a butcher who only sells cow tongue to a vegan commune.
Before I start, I did not have to Wikipedia this because I've been around for cow tongue. Okay. I will now get into character as the salesman. All right. Vegan commune. First thing, does it really matter what material your doorstops are made of? The cow tongue can be perfectly fitted to any type of door. Double, swinging, rotating, trap, bathroom. It's good tongue, too. I'm good at my job. That's why I sell cow tongues. In college, I majored in butchering and minored in business. And some say I should have switched those around. But I wanted to pursue my passion. When I started, I got my job at a big butchering firm. But I decided... But I decided to go out on my own. No way would I let Big Butch influence my life. These are good prices, too. The cow tongue is quite valuable. It is the shark fin of the bovine musculature. Listen, Native Americans believe that you should use every part of the animal. And for a large amount of people saying they're vegans, you probably think you have Native American blood. So, by that logic, you should buy my cow tongue. Hit me up.
Very good, Ben Harshaw. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
You're peddling sex robots from your booth at the Church Craft Fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, good morning, y'all. It certainly is a fine, blessed morning indeed. Sent directly from God on high and personally delivered by his very own crucified son, Jesus Christ, for the enjoyment of yours and mine. Oh, I do hope you find the time to make it round to see all the fine, handmade, godly goods of this here wonderful bazaar. Why, there's Mrs. Kiefer's adorable crochet toaster koozies. They look like roosting hens and adorable moo cows. They're just as precious as they possibly can be. Of course, there's also Mrs. Denby's scripture needlepoint. She has many fine verses to choose from. Or if you can't find the exact chapter and verse you have in mind, that wonderful Dorsey Denby will take any special order you might have and turn it back around in no more than a weekend or two. Just in time for the Lord Jesus Christmas's birthday. But seeing as y'all hovering here... I couldn't help but notice you was eyeballing my hand-hewn, down-home, one-of-a-kind, fully functional, self-cleaning hump robot. Why ain't she just a peach? Of course, when I say she, don't mean it ain't got a throbbing surprise or two up its modest dress sleeve should the need arise. you worry none about no moral implications right here. Why, copulation with this is no more adulterous than browning your bits in a toaster slot. And filling it with your rich, buttery seed. Not that I recommend such a thing, mind you, not when you got yourself here. A state-of-the-art copulation out of Tomatown. Look at here. It come complete with 7 realistic, lifelike, quivering, and self-lubricating penetrational orifices. And a trio of 12-speed pulsating love spears. Ready to impale you like the tender, supple ribcage of your very own half-nude Lord and Savior.
Jesus.
But no pressure now. You got a lot to take in. Just keep us in mind if you don't spend all your pocket money on Mrs. Whitney's fresh pressed apple jelly. Or Mr. Tandy's fuckable Bibles.
Oh, man. I take back everything. Wow. This next segment and final segment of the first show, please don't leave. Thank you. This next segment's called Explain It. Please explain the following things to the following things. Bill, explain a smoothie to a banana.
Right. I did write for this, but all I wrote was just like a big spiral so that I could get in the mindset of like inside a blender.
One way.
So I was wondering if you'd do me the honor of being my banana for this. Would you be my banana, John? Okay, so listen here, son, banana son. So a smoothie is like when you go have like a sleepover with your friend Strawberry, and his parents are there, and maybe Mango shows up, perhaps, and then you guys go swimming. It's like a pool party, and you're like, wow, this is, you know, you're swimming in milk, and you think that might be weird. You're like, this is weird. It's the first milk pool I've been in, but and it's a little cold from the ice, but you're like, I'm not. Bitch banana. If these little strawberries can do it, I can surely do it. I got my peel on still. Anyway, that's what you're going to think, but you're going to have to take that peel off, son. You're going to get in that. Someone's going to turn on the jets, so to speak. And what's going to happen is it's going to blend you and your friends and their parents up to a velvety smooth, picking up an accent from the last. It's impressive. It usually takes like 2 weeks in a foreign country for that. But it's
immersion therapy.
You're gonna blend. Speaking of immersion, we're going to blend you with your with all of your friends to a smooth texture for the consumption of a being much larger than you and higher on the food chain. And that is our fate as a species. So, God. Anyway, thanks.
Very good. Bill. William Wallace. Very good. Benton. Explain EDM to your mom.
Okay, all right. Ring, 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 ring. Oh, hey, Mom. Oh, yeah, no, I just got a big promotion. I'm glad you want to talk. Oh, you want to? Oh, you want to know what EDM is? That seems unprompted, but sure. All right, you're much more of an audible learner than a visual or any of the others. So go to the kitchen, put the utensils in the garbage disposal, turn it on, put the dog outside, and like, don't feed him for a few days. So he makes a lot of noise. Get my sister, tell her to play the piano, but like, tie her up. so it's like hard for her to do it. Like, just three of the limbs. And, like, I don't know, maybe, like, attach stuff to the other one. Anyway. And put a blindfold on her. I want you to take Dad. I want you to... I don't want you to put him with the dog. No, that's... Stop assuming things. I want you to lock him in the computer room. And then I want you to start banging pots everywhere. Then I want you to go up to my room, and there's a shoebox under my bed. Go in there. There's a drug called ecstasy. I want you to take that through any way that you can think. And on your way downstairs, give some to the sister. And, my sister. don't just grab a sister. That would be weird. In fact, actually, no. Go get a nun. Bring her and have her start singing choir. And then record it, and then you're on the top singles chart for EDM music. Congratulations.
Very good, Benton Harsha. Explaining EDM to his mom.
I like how you like lightly suggested putting ecstasy in your mom's butt. You just hinted at it. It's
just any way you choose.
Anyway, whichever orifice, just anything.
Jesse.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, this took a while.
Okay. Explain why to someone who already knows why.
Look, listen, it's not... Okay, maybe... okay, look. Look, I don't have to tell you what is what is, and that's what is, because it just is why. It's just, I mean, if I didn't, somebody else would have. So why not that somebody else be somebody like me? I mean, I deserve it. Lord knows I've earned it. If not this specifically, at some point I earned something similar that I didn't get, and now I'm getting this for the other something I didn't get before. It's not like I hurt anybody. Look, this is just the sort of thing that you see and you go, yup, that's one of those things. And most of the time you see it happen to somebody else and you're like, oh man, why can't that be me? And that's most of the time it's somebody else. It's almost always somebody else. But this time, whammo, it's me. I mean, that's just how it goes sometimes. Sometimes it's you and sometimes it's somebody else, and that's just the way it goes. Anyway, you want to come over and watch Dark of the Moon? I'm going to pick up a couple of hot and ready pepperonis on the way home.
Very good. That was Stab. One more time for Bill Wallace. Benton Harsha. And Jesse Jones. Thank you very much. You guys, if you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com. Stab, the number 4gold.com. You can get off Stitcher if you want. You go to iTunes, you go to Stitcher, you go to YouTube, and just type in Stab Comedy, and we'll pop up, and we'll be right back with the next show in 5 minutes. Thank you.